Islam, the way of life, it's a mercy from Allah, it's a mercy from Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we do hope that you are well. Welcome back to another wonderful episode on the silsila, the Islamic lifestyle. And mashallah, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we have another very important topic of discussion. Something which affects many of us, or most of us perhaps. Before I get into that, please do make good intentions. Always keep in mind the beautiful hadith, نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Don't delay. Make those good intentions today. Make them now, that I am watching the silsila, I'm listening to the silsila of Madani channel for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That what I learn, I'll try my best to act upon that and to teach others as well. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the famous Sahabi, had mentioned that capture knowledge by writing it down. In English they say, ink is the best memory. So grab your notebooks, get your pens ready, note down the important Madani pearls so that you can always refer to them at a later stage. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are many benefits, blessings, bounties for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of durood e paak, salawat, or salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. It is mentioned in a beautiful narration that the person who recites durood or salam or salat 200 times on a Jumu'ah, on a Friday, then 200 years sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Look, we know ourselves. We know the amount of sins that we commit. Our shortcomings, our weaknesses, our defects, we know it. One of the ways of removing those sins, those minor sins in particular, in this case, is the recitation of salawat and durood e paak. Rather, we engage in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, or recite durood e paak and salawat, than engaging in useless activities or unnecessary conversations which have no true benefit for you and I. Let's recite durood together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alright, we have a very interesting topic of discussion, and this will be appealing to many people out there. Our topic of discussion is regarding Islamic parenting. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Now, children are a great ni'mah, a great bounty and blessing from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, but they are also an amana. They are a trust from Allah Azza wa Jal that are in our custody, our care. Many of you out there who are watching this may already be parents, or may be expecting a newborn on the way, or perhaps you are youngsters out there that we are not married as yet, we haven't entered into nikah. So nevertheless, you can still note down these important Madani pearls of advices, and inshallah ta'ala, when you do perform nikah and you do become a parent, then you can implement some of this inshallah azza wa jal. And for those who don't have kids, this is also part of the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant pious, healthy, obedient children. And to those who have children, may Allah Azza wa Jal make them obedient and make them pious. Make us pious as well. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Parenting is also shown to us in the glorious Quran. If we look at the relationship between Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam and his little son, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, between the famous Sayyiduna Luqman, the wise, the advices that he has given to his son, the relationship between Nabi Nuh alayhi salam and his son. So in this manner, some form of parenting has been included in the glorious Quran. Now, parenting itself is a process. It is a process where you help your child to develop from a dependent child into an independent adult who becomes a practicing Muslim. This must be our focus, that my child must become a practicing, sincere Muslim who is obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This whole process is called parenting. Parenting is also about expressing your love to your beloved children. They are your extensions. Tomorrow you are not there, your child is there. And your child can become an investment for you. How? I mentioned in the previous episode that when a person passes away, then all the good deeds are cut off. The person cannot say Subhanallah, cannot do anything good besides three things. According to the summary of a blessed hadith, that besides three things, everything else is cut off. What are those three things? One is sadaqa jariya. If we invested our wealth, our money in perhaps a masjid or a madrasa or a clinic or a hospital, a library, a darul ulum, etc., and people are benefiting from there, you will still get some form of rewards in our graves, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. Or beneficial knowledge. If you taught somebody something of benefit that is beneficial to them, then you still get reward. And lastly, if we leave behind pious children, a pious child that makes dua for us, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. So your child can become an investment for you if only we train them up in accordance with Islamic values, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. Sometimes our love, if it is out of the boundaries of Islam, can be very detrimental for us and for our children and for the upbringing of our child. Rather, your love must make you raise your child to obey Allah Azza wa Jal. Because Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't need anything from you and I. Doesn't want anything. Besides, there's one thing Allah Azza wa Jal wants is obedience. Obedience from you and I. Obedience to his beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. Remember, our love that we express to our children, since we are talking about Islamic parenting, this love is also governed by the rules and the laws of Allah Azza wa Jal. And therefore, we cannot use this love for not correcting our child and giving in to all their demands. This is a recipe to teach them stubbornness and make them disobedient. We need to teach them responsibility. Their responsibility firstly as a Muslim. Parenting is also about empowering your child with authentic Islamic education. Yes, the worldly secular education will come in its time. The schooling, the college, the university, etc. But as I mentioned in my previous episode, priority is knowledge of Islam, knowledge of deen. Now, those parents, now as a parent, you are actually a role model for your children. This is the reality. Because your child, especially when they are very little, they don't have many other people around them. Maybe some family members, but they don't leave the house. They are unable to leave the house. They look at you, they watch you, they observe you, even if they do not understand. They are listening, they are looking, they are watching. And how you portray yourself, how you live your life, your child is learning these things, these concepts and these ideas. Those parents who are punctual with their salah, the kids will find it easier to become punctual with their salah. Those parents who are living the sunnah as much as they can in their lives, the kids are learning. The kids, they don't understand many things, but they are looking, they are observing, they are watching, they are listening, and they are learning as well. So, if you dress Islamically, then your child will be inclined towards dressing Islamically. If you have good manners, your child will learn these good manners. Because one of the best things, or the best thing a parent can teach their child, is good manners. And on this topic, there is a wonderful book that is published by Maktabatul Madina, the publications department of Dawud Islami, called Islamic Manners. You can obtain this from Maktabatul Madina or download it for free from dawudislami.net. The time to mold the minds of our children is when they are very small. Even at that stage when they don't understand anything. And before they reach maturity, that's the time to mold their minds, to teach them. Teach them the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Teach them the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Teach them salawat and durood paak. Teach them na'at sharif. Teach them verses of the Holy Quran. So this is the time. Mold them before external factors begin to infiltrate into their minds, begin to indoctrinate their minds, and begin to influence their vulnerable minds. Because children, they don't know. What they see, they learn. What they read, they learn. What they listen to, they learn. So rather, if we try to control as much as we can, try to control these aspects, then inshallah azza wa jal, our child will understand their responsibility as Muslims. Because in the initial stages, you have some kind of control over your child. Because you are the one as a parent who buys the different clothings for your children. At the tender age when they're infants, they can't choose, they can't even talk. They can't tell you what they are, what their likes or dislikes are. They can't say, mom, dad, that, you know, I don't like this dress or this outfit or this clothing. You are the one who is in control of that. You are the one who is in control of what you are feeding them. Feeding them, I'm talking about physical food and spiritual food as well. Spiritual knowledge. Many parents out there, when a newborn enters the home, everybody is joyous. Of course, we should be. But many parents start posting the pictures of their newborns on social media platforms. You don't know who's watching. Maybe there's some people out there who don't have children and they are so desirous of children that they are looking at your wonderful child. With what intentions? Many people out there may be jealous that why them and why not me? And this nazar, this evil eye, can then affect your child, can affect your mind, can affect your family. Allahu Akbar. Then happiness turns into sadness. Let's not advertise our successes. Let's not advertise our happiness. They say that hide your happiness. Hide your happiness. Don't expose it to the whole world. Allahu Akbar. Nevertheless, there's a wonderful wazifa to be recited. You can find this in Amir Ahl-Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah's world famous book called Madani Panch Surah, or Madani Treasure of Blessings. He is the founder of Dawud Islami. He has authored this book, and I always say this, that every single household out there must have a copy of this. You can get a hard copy from Maktabatul Madina or download it for free from dawudislami.net. And you will find in the page of contents, evil eye, and what to be recited for protection against this. You read this and do them, blow on your child or yourself or anybody else who is affected by nadhar, and inshallah azza wa jal, that nadhar, that evil eye, will be removed. But of course, take the precautions and hide your happiness. Do not share your successes. When it comes to our relationship with our children, we must be merciful towards them. We expect mercy from Allah azza wa jal. So be merciful to our children as well. In Sahih al-Bukhari, it is mentioned, Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that Al-Aqra ibn Habith saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam kissing his grandson Hassan, subhanallah. He said, that is Al-Aqra ibn Habith mentioned and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I have 10 children and I have not kissed any of them. Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, verily, whoever does not show mercy will not receive mercy. If we want to receive mercy, let us show mercy as well. Sayyidina Fatima radiyallahu anha, the queen of paradise, the leader of the ladies of paradise, the blessed daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would stand up out of respect and honor when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit her home. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do the same to Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha when she used to visit him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. This is respect. This is honor. This is love. This is compassion and affection as well that we need to learn and apply in our lives. Furthermore, our beautiful deen teaches us that when you bring sweets home, every kid loves sweets, many adults as well. When you bring sweets home, and if you have a daughter there, if you have sons and you have a daughter as well, then begin with the daughter. Give the daughter the first sweet, and then the others, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. I will give you some homework. I do hope you will follow up on this. There is a beautiful booklet published by Maktabatul Madina called Daughter, Her Upbringing, or Daughters, Their Upbringing, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. You will find wonderful Madani pearls of advices that's contained therein. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Children are also a test from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. The glorious Quran has mentioned in Surah Al-Anfal, verse 28, translation from Kanzul Iman, and know that your wealth and your children are a test, and that with Allah is an immense reward. In Surah At-Taghabun, verse 15, it is mentioned, translation from Kanzul Iman, your wealth and your children are just a test, and with Allah is a tremendous reward. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. So our kids, they're not born angels. Yes, they are born pure at that time before they reach the age of maturity. But they're not angels that they are going to obey every single thing we say. They're not going to be stubborn and they're not going to cry. They are children. We did the same. We gave our parents a difficult time. So think about that. You know, when we look at our children and the hard time they are giving us, we must think, what kind of hard time I must have given my mother and my father. Allah Azza wa Jalla bless them. Nevertheless, if we are disobedient to Allah Azza wa Jalla and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what happens? Our children become disobedient to us. Allahu Akbar. And if children are a test from Allah Azza wa Jalla, as the Quran has mentioned, and we have a difficult time with them, or difficulty in other places as well. Remember this hadith, as mentioned in Sunan Abi Dawood, that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, if a high status is predestined for a person in the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal, but this person is unable to attain that high status through his a'mal, through his actions and good deeds, then Allah Azza wa Jal makes that person suffer financially, physically, or through his children. A lot of difficulty will be placed in front of him. Allah Azza wa Jal then blesses this person with sabr, with patience to overcome these difficulties. And because of that, Allah Azza wa Jal makes this person reach that high status that was predestined, or which is predestined for him in divine knowledge. Allahu Akbar. A believer is never at a loss. Even when it seems like, you know what, there's only problems and problems, difficulties and calamities. Allahu Akbar. Look at this wonderful hadith that I just mentioned. Allah Azza wa Jal has plans for each and every person, each and every individual, has plans for you. Keep in mind that your greatest worries, your greatest problems that you have right now in your life, keep this in mind, it is temporary. Like our lives are temporary, our problems are also temporary. But the real problems will begin in the grave if we didn't prepare for that. If we didn't prepare for the hereafter as well. There's a wonderful Quranic dua that we can recite, especially for those people who have children that are very stubborn and always troubling. This dua is found in Surah Al-Furqan. Surah Al-Furqan, verse 74. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. That our Lord, cool our eyes with our wives and our children and make us leaders of the pious. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. I will advise you as well that visit a Ta'weedat al-Qariya stall. This is a department of Dawud Islami that helps people who have physical problems, spiritual problems, or even problems with their kids, unemployment, domestic issues, etc. Visit a Ta'weedat al-Qariya stall near you and they will give you a special ta'weed that can be worn or given to your kids as well. If you don't have a stall near you, then via dawudislami.net, the website, if you click on Ruhani Ilaj, you will find an online form that you can fill out with the problem, and the representatives of that department will try to arrange some kind of treatments or the wadaif, the invocations and the ta'weedat as well, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. We all want the safety and security of our children, no doubt. Ourselves, our homes, our family members, and above all our children, because they are vulnerable. And in today's time when kidnapping is so rife, kidnapping, we hear the stories, may Allah Azza wa Jal protect our kids. Allahu Akbar. But we must take our precautions, that especially when we leave the home, your eye must not leave them. You go into the malls, the shopping malls, or wherever it is, your gaze must be fixed on them like an eagle. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Amir Ahlul Sunnah Dam Barakatum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, advises us that whilst making wudu, and this we must make sure we teach our children this as well, whilst making wudu, whilst washing different parts of the body, different organs and limbs, recite Ya Qadiru, Ya Qadiru, Ya Qadiru, continuously throughout the wudu, whilst you are washing your different parts of your body. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, the person who does this will be protected against kidnappers. That person will receive protection from kidnapping. So make sure you teach your children this. Ya Qadiru, continuously throughout the wudu. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. For that person who desires a pious son, then Amir Ahl Sunnah Dam Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah has mentioned, every Friday, every Jumu'ah, recite, Ya Bari'u, Ya Bari'u, Ya Bari'u, 10 times, with Durud Pak once before and after. You will find some wonderful and very helpful Madani pearls of advices regarding babies in Amira al-Sunnah Tam Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah's very famous book called Blessings of Ramadan. This is also a chapter of his world-famous Faizani Sunnah. You can buy, you can obtain the book individually or also download for free from dawudislami.net. On page 80 of the English translation, you will find wonderful Madani pearls of advices regarding children. Page 80, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. For children who are disobedient, there is a wonderful wazifa to be recited. Please note this down, that whoever recites the following 21 times in the morning before sunrise with one hand on the forehead of the disobedient child whilst facing towards the sky, the child will become pious, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. That wazifa is Ya Shaheedu, Ya Shaheedu, Ya Shaheedu. 21 times in the morning before sunrise, whilst your hand is on the forehead of the disobedient child and facing the sky. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, when it comes to the discipline of our children, we know that we are not allowed to hit, we are not allowed to beat up our children, and there must not appear any bruises, any marks, injuries, wounds, etc. We firstly must become those role models. If we don't become, you must become a hero to your child. Leave all the other superheroes out there. They don't exist. You become a hero to your child. How do you become a hero? You become a hero by following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You become a hero to your child, a perfect role model to your child, by following in the footsteps of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, the Ahlul Bayt and the Awliya Allah, the pious predecessors. If we follow in their footsteps, we can become that role model that our children need. They need somebody to look up to. Rather you be it than somebody out there in the world that doesn't really care, doesn't worry about our children. So yes, discipline is necessary. Bring in front of them the different evils that are out there, the different predators that are out there, the wolves that are out there in the dunya, and arm them with beneficial knowledge, and specifically knowledge of deen. As a parent, we need to be approachable. Yes, become a sort of friend to your child, with the respect being maintained between parent and child. Become approachable, where they must want to confide in you, and not their friends, or not people that don't really care about their safety or their future. You as a parent, you are the one who cares most about your child than any other human being, than any other normal person out there. So become approachable, and in this way your child will be able to confide in you. Whatever difficulties or peer pressures or stresses or worries that they are going through, your children have rights over you just as how you have rights over your children. This is part of Huququl Ibad, the rights of people. And as a parent, we must ensure that we fulfill these rights. And thereby we will also be teaching our child to fulfill rights of others as well. Ensure that they have sufficient clothing. They have food which is from, of course, halal sources, that it can nourish their bodies. They have access to pure, clean drinking water. They have a roof over their heads. They have safety and security, healthcare, education, and your love and attention. If you have everything else, but we don't give them sufficient attention, we don't give them sufficient love, affection, and compassion, then how do we develop the relationship between parent and child? So attention is needed. That quality time must be given to them. And if you don't give it, they will seek it outside the house. They will try to find it outside with somebody else. And who is that somebody else? Those so-called friends out there may influence them to do things which are disobedient to you as a parent. So become that role model. Become that hero in their lives. Some parents love to tell bedtime stories to put off their children to sleep. Rather, we use Quranic stories, subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, which are full of lessons, wonderful Quranic parables and stories that we can, at the same time, whilst we are telling them bedtime stories, we can be giving them a lesson from the glorious Quran, subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla. And this is part of Islamic knowledge as well. There's a very beautiful book published by Maktabatul Madina. You must obtain it. It is truly inspirational and motivational as well. It is called Quranic Wonders. Obtain this from Maktabatul Madina or download for free from dawatislami.net. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, remember something. One of the things you must ingrain in the minds of our beloved children is before you are a professional this or professional that, you are a Muslim and you are one who is responsible for your actions. You will be accountable on the day of judgment. We are here for one purpose, which is to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, to prepare for the grave and the hereafter, and to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This we need to indoctrinate into our children's minds before it's too late, before external factors influence their minds towards disobedience for Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the sake of Hasanain Kareemain radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, protect us and our children from all evils, whether physical or spiritual. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us pious, practicing, sincere Muslims. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't forget, keep watching Madani Channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Islam, the way of life, it's a mercy from Allah. It's a